I'm thankful today, Doug. I'm very thankful.
You're not supposed to be thankful until tomorrow. So you need to check that.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I'm thankful for that.
Yes, I'm thankful for that, too. I'm thankful to be here in the studio with you again, Bob.
Doug McBurney.
Here on Thanksgiving
co-host.
Eve.
Yes.
Thanksgiving,
2015.
By the way. Thanksgiving, one of the most rapidly declining holidays in America, while Halloween is rising. Have you noticed that?
Halloween is the official holiday of the government school system.
Yeah, they love it.
And for Christmas, there's that one school that said, just as the government just told governing officials, workers, they're not allowed to use a tree in any decorations for winter because it's associated with Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So, and one public school said, sent a note home to the parents, please don't use green and red napkins.
Green and red offends.
Because they remind some people of Christmas.
People don't. That
the
could
colors.
Be a, that could be a trigger event if you remind someone of Christmas.
Yeah.
Have you heard of these trigger events now that they have?
Doug, what they brag about is how tolerant they are.
Yeah.
And they've been teaching kids tolerance for decades now.
They have.
And they can't handle a tree or green and red napkins.
Right, right. It triggers. I don't know
is
what
that too
I don't
much?
Know what triggers. It's funny, though, because when I grew up at our house, we didn't have a Christmas tree because my dad thought that was too pagan.
Yeah. We've done shows about that. KGov.com/Christmas tree.
Right.
KGov.com/Halloween.
Yeah.
And KGov.com/Easter, in case people are wondering about that.
Yes, yes. Now, yeah. We don't have a Christmas tree at the McBurney compound, but only because it's too much trouble.
Really?
We put lights on the trees outside.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
To haul in the whole tree.
Our kids, they're older now, but, you know, we go out as a family, we get hot chocolate. It's usually cold. It's usually snowing.
Yeah.
And we pick out a tree
mm-hmm.
as large as we could afford.
Okay.
Last year was about 4.5 feet. Well, actually, last year was the smallest in a long time. But we've had big trees that you can't hardly fit in your house.
In a good year, you get a big tall
and it
tree.
Touches the ceiling and bends.
Oh, wow.
So now, that the angel is sort of pointing downward. It defeats the whole purpose. But that's a tree.
Now, there's a similar tradition around the turkey for Thanksgiving. If you're having a good year, you get a really big turkey. Mm. You invite a lot of friends over. If you're not having such a good year, you get the small turkey that's frozen solid like a rock.
And why don't our wives buy turkeys in other times of the year? I don't understand it. I plead with Cheryl.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, turkey, it's delicious.
I love it.
It's relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, and with the stuffing and the cranberries.
Oh, it couldn't be better. Potatoes. Why can we only have it once a year? I don't understand. It's not the same as a turkey breast sandwich.
No, sir. It's not like a turkey sandwich at Subway. It's a whole different experience.
Totally. So anyway.
Anyway, there's a lot of things to be thankful for in 2015.
Including if you're a turkey.
Be thankful for Thanksgiving.
I think maybe we could do a few silly things to be thankful for and then move on to serious.
Yeah, I got a bunch. I got silly, but I do have serious. But how could it be? Why should a turkey be thankful?
Well, if it wasn't for Thanksgiving, it's better to have lived and been eaten than to never have lived at all. If it was not for Thanksgiving, hundreds of millions of turkeys would have never enjoyed life.
Well, now that's true because
never.
You're right.
If you want the spotted owl to thrive, put it on the menu. Pick some very expensive restaurants, posh,
just absolutely.
for the wealthy,
mm-hmm.
and put spotted owl on there.
Yeah.
You'll have more spotted owls than you know what to do with.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So, and animals have rights, the right to be hunted, killed, cooked, and eaten.
Right. And it's obvious they were meant to be eaten because they're made out of meat.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Right.
Right?
And I love animals.
Yes.
They're delicious.
Absolutely.
So there. So that's it. The whole animal rights movement. And whenever there's an animal rights headline, just make it a point to eat an extra animal that day.
Absolutely.
And if it's sardines, it's like carnage.
It's a slaughter. You could hundreds of animals in one sitting.
Anchovies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In fact, we're going to eat
shrimp
an extra
cocktail.
Animal. We're going to eat an extra animal on Thanksgiving because we're going to have our tradition of turkey and flank steak, which is an odd tradition.
So that's two.
Yeah.
Well, it's an animal and a part of an animal.
Right. Well, we can't.
Because like at McDonald's, it takes like something like 48,000 cheeseburgers to make up for one.
Equal one cow.
Yeah. No, not really. Just kidding.
No, McDonald's is fine. Quality. Yeah. Yes. Wonderful
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they fed the world.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So the first thing I'm thankful for in 2015, you may not remember this, but I was very thankful. The day Adam Gadan was struck by a drone in Pakistan and killed.
Oh, wow.
He was the kind of the American mouthpiece of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, yeah.
With the beard.
Like
and
Jihadi John.
Something
Jihad
like that.
John. He's dead, too, apparently.
Well, yeah, that sounds like they finally got him.
So it's a good year for...
It was a good year for drone strikes, and there's a number of them that I could, you know, talk about on the show because I was thankful for most of them.
Yeah.
But the Adam Gadan drone strike, that sticks out as my favorite, the one I'm most thankful for.
Yeah, well, that's pretty neat.
As far as drone strikes go.
You know, not Denver Bible Church, but years ago I was a member of a church where we raised money to buy an ambulance for Israel, and we donated it to a hospital in Jerusalem.
That's awesome.
The whole ambulance.
That's great.
Equipped, everything.
Wow.
All they had to do, just give them the keys.
Yeah.
Denver Bible Church is smaller.
Yeah.
But maybe we could afford a drone.
Well, maybe we could send a drone to a trusted ally. I think a drone, you can get a good one for about $5,000 with a good camera and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's something we could shoot for at our church.
I'm thankful that Westward
Magazine.
Now, that's hard to finish that sentence. Unless they went out of business.
Right.
With all the other rags that are
right.
being thrown out.
Unless they had laid everyone off.
I'm thankful that Westward gave an award. You know, they have their best of Chinese restaurant.
Absolutely.
Which is usually the Imperial.
The Imperial.
Have you gone there, Doug?
I don't go to Chinese
Excellent.
Food unless I have a gun to my head.
Oh, really?
I don't eat Chinese.
Excellent
food.
Restaurant. But anyway, they gave an award to I've got a screenshot of it right here, Best Church Advertisement in Denver.
Oh.
Top 10 Reasons Why Liberals Hate the Holidays. And this ran in the local newspaper, the Denver Post.
Oh.
Top 10 Reasons Why Liberals Hate the Holidays. And it's Merry Christmas from Denver Bible Church.
All right.
So Denver Bible Church won a Westward Award.
That's and, well, at least the folks at Westward can laugh at themselves because it's directed directly at them.
Yeah, that's true.
But
so,
now I'm on the edge of my seat. Do you want to do the top 10?
Well, it's a top 10 list, right? Top 10 reasons why liberals hate the holidays. And reason number 10 is that Thanksgiving is mass murder for turkeys. And 9 is too many SUVs traveling to grandma's house.
Ah, they hate that.
And 8 is college bowl games encourage competition.
Oh, they can't have competition. No.
Millions of Christmas trees are cut down.
That's when it happens, right? During the holidays.
That is.
Yep.
The number 6, the pilgrims were thanking God, not the Indians.
Oh, really? Oh.
That's pretty good.
Well, if you went to public school, you might not see that too clearly. I'm glad that you pointed that out.
Reason number 5, Christmas lights waste electricity. Reason number 4, the letters CHRIST are still seen in public.
They can't stand that. It's a trigger moment.
Reason number 3, winter lull and global warming hype.
It's kind of hard to when it's snowing sideways.
Reason number 2, daycare centers are closed. Can't get rid of your kid.
You
on
can't
Christmas.
Dump them off. The schools are closed.
And the number 1 reason why liberals hate the holidays is that Christmas celebrates a birth, not an abortion.
Oh.
That's the number 1 reason. Westward.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
Westward gives that the best church advertisement.
Well, that's
award.
Now, speaking of that, one of the things I'm thankful for every Thanksgiving is that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and has enabled us to live in heaven with him forever.
Wow.
I'm very thankful for that.
So you've jumped right to the importance.
Well, I'm trying to do one of each.
Oh, you are?
Something silly and then something serious.
Well, that's hard. You know that the Lord has given us life. He created us.
Yeah.
So that we can enjoy life. And he's enabled us to have families and friends. Mm-hmm. And enjoy one another forever. And as we enjoy him, it's extraordinary, the honor of being made in God's image and likeness. But then we've turned against him. But even when we did, he didn't turn against us. He sent his son to pay for our sins. Amen. On the cross.
Amen.
Wow.
And the evidence is overwhelming that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So here's another thing I'm thankful for, and this is serious. Mm. That sometime around 1995 or 6, I got to see a video that you produced called Mount Moriah.
Oh.
A phenomenal video about the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so fun.
And it was the first time in my life when I realized that I could be intellectually honest with myself and say that this is not blind faith. The evidence for Jesus' resurrection is overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. It's even in stone in Israel.
It's so
just
exciting.
A phenomenal video.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm very thankful for that.
Well, super. And, Doug, that God has given us the Bible. I mean, it's the number one bestseller of all time.
That's right.
It's been translated into 1,000 languages. Actually, parts of it, you can find the gospel message, the gospel of John, dramatized and translated into thousands of languages.
That's amazing.
In fact, just go to kgov.com/gospel.
Yeah.
It's so extraordinary, so exciting what God has done for us, including by inspiring holy men, prophets, and apostles to write, to leave this written legacy so that we know the Lord's actions, his desires, his will, and the principles that he has revealed for us to live our lives by.
Right, right. And his person is revealed throughout the scriptures. And that's something to be thankful for. And that's really what Thanksgiving is based upon, is Jesus Christ. And that's what really drives the liberals insane. Because it is thankful to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the eternal father of Jesus Christ. And that's what Thanksgiving is. It's a very Christian holiday.
Yeah, it's super. And then, Doug, that we have life and we have eternal life.
That's right.
So that we could get to know one another and get to know God for all of eternity. And, you know, what are the greatest pleasures in life? A few days ago, Cheryl and I are sitting out on our front porch. And this is after dinner. It's a surprisingly nice evening in November. Thank God for global warming. And, you know, the sun is setting. And nothing in all the world could have been offered to be more enjoyable than that right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where would you go? What, Disney World in the U.K.?
No.
Where could you go that would be more enjoyable than that moment?
No, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
Than just basking in a loving relationship.
Yeah.
With another human being.
One of our boys, we have our four kids who are grown and out and careers and married. And then we have our homeboys, teenagers still at home. And one of them, the 16-year-old, we were driving a week ago. And we're going past a lake, and the wind is blowing, and you could see thousands of ripples, white water.
Yeah.
So I asked him, why do you think that human beings love water features? Hmm. Why do we love it? If there's a hotel, and in the front of it, there's a fountain shooting 20 feet up in the air, or a waterfall, or a natural waterfall, or a sea, or... Why do we love a mountain stream? Why do we love it?
I haven't pondered that.
We came up with two reasons.
Yeah.
And my son came up with the first one. And he said this. He said, when God created the heavens and the earth and the water that was on the surface of the earth, he said, even with the fall, even with the sin of mankind, even with the judgment of the flood, with all of that, water is just as awesome as it was when it was first created.
Ah, that's right. The water made it through the flood.
You know, I thought, wow, that's pretty good for a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And then I added this, which is, you know, my twisted way of thinking. But
yeah,
I thought that when God created us, he gave us our, you know, sense of smell and taste and touch, hearing and eyesight. And in our eyes, in our retina, we have tens of millions of rods and cones. So that, forget HDTV and 4K.
Yeah.
I mean, the human ability to perceive is so extraordinary. And you have atheists and evolutionists, fools, buffoons like Richard Dawkins saying, well, the human eye is designed poorly.
Yeah, yeah.
So stupid. We could see like one photon.
Yeah.
How do you get better than seeing one photon? What, half a photon?
That's pretty good.
It's just so extraordinary. And the range. And so when you see, let's say, a mountain stream, and there's thousands of things to take in every millisecond.
And there is.
The water bubbling. And
yeah.
And that is this extraordinary sensory input to your visual cortex. And you realize at that moment that you're made with in fear and wonder, the awesome creator who's enabled us to take in this scene. A lot different than just looking at the side of a building in Manhattan.
Yeah, yeah.
And even that could be inspire awe at man's ability to create.
Sure.
But when you're looking at water flowing or the waves rolling in on the coast, on the ocean, it's extraordinary, the experience. And those who know the Lord have someone to thank.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, who does the atheist, when he sees a sunset, he's standing on the beach or on a mountaintop, who does he thank?
Science.
He has no one to thank.
Yes.
Charles Darwin, he has no one to thank.
All right, now we've gotten serious here, but I want to go back to not silly, but just interesting and different, not necessarily serious. I'm thankful that Brock Osweiler will face Tom Brady instead of Peyton Manning.
Oh.
When
the Broncos got rid of Tebow.
Yeah.
You know, out with the new, in with the old.
Yeah. After they had kind of implied and maybe even said that they were going to give him a shot. But then they dumped him.
Yeah. And the, you know, because Tebow is so openly Christian.
Yeah.
He loves and honors the Lord.
He does, publicly.
And John Elway's not.
I've never heard, no. I'm not familiar.
He's Republican.
Okay.
And when you get to the pearly gates.
Yeah.
And St. Peter's wife is there.
Uh-huh.
Deciding who gets in and who gets out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
because she's obviously not at the Vatican.
No, she's not.
In the Basilica there, St. Peter's Basilica. They said, here's Peter. Peter's buried right here.
Yeah.
And I asked, well, where's his wife buried?
Just to start.
That's like going to McDonald's and asking for French fries without the salt. You just don't ask, where's his wife buried?
But it was a conversation starter.
Yeah.
Right?
So you get to the pearly gates, and there's St. Peter's wife.
Right.
And she's not going to say, were you registered Republican?
No.
She's just not going to say
that. No, she's not going to say that.
No.
And she probably won't be interested in how many Super Bowls you won in a row.
No.
That really won't matter that much.
No.
Although that was fun to watch.
So,
but
sure.
I just wanted to, I'm glad Brock Osweiler is going to start because the Broncos might actually win against.
When you first said that the Broncos are dead to me.
Yeah.
When they got rid of Tebow.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. Yeah.
But. Now, I have nothing against Brock Osweiler nor Peyton Manning, except that Manning was tangentially involved in the stabbing in the back of Tim Tebow.
Well, and that's not his fault.
No.
No.
Although, well.
But I was discouraged when he was being interviewed and they're talking about their favorite TV shows. And he mentioned some cable, some prime, you know, cable prime channel.
Yeah.
Whether it was Cinemax or Showtime or whatever, some
disgusting, vile, filthy.
I mean, those channels are just, they're porn channels.
Yeah, you can't have
it was so discouraging to hear somebody endorse you know, one of those premium cable that was channels.
Yeah.
That was a shame. Yeah. But he in whatever church he goes to, he doesn't hear about this.
Oh, no.
He's responsible on his own.
Yeah.
But it would help if he had heard about it from the pulpit.
It would help
that,
a lot.
That you don't brag about the porn channels you watch at home.
Please. You should consider blocking all that stuff out of your
house. Of course. Right.
But
anyway.
So I guess I do have something against Peyton Manning.
Well.
Anyway, the one thing about Tim Tebow is you could sit there and watch him with your kids, and you never had to worry that he was going to say something where you're going to be like, oh, no, what is he saying in front of my kids?
Right.
You never had to worry about that.
No.
So anyway.
So anyway, this was, Peyton Manning. I'm glad he won the all-time, quarterback record,
Most passing yards, yeah.
In the worst season a quarterback has ever had in the history of the NFL.
Yes, yes.
I don't know the numbers, but it's something like nine touchdown passes and 17 interceptions.
It's worse than Tim Tebow's season. Anyway, but that's all water under the bridge.
And then there was the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, they can never take that away. That was quite a night.
Anyway.
All right, but let's
move on. The Broncos are dead to me, but no. I do like watching them.
Yeah, we do not want to alienate our Broncos fans. And
no.
We hope that Brock Osweiler defeats the lying, underhanded, cheating Tom Brady of the New England Patriots.
Come on, Brady cheat?
Yeah, he's a cheater, and he was taught to cheat by his coach, the evil Bill Belichick.
Yeah, and when Belichick cheater. Was getting the playbook.
Stealing signs and
right,
and like bugging people.
And they said, well, Tom Brady had nothing to do with that.
Certainly not.
What was Belichick going to do? Put that in his biography? What was he going to do with that information?
That's what it was for.
He's going to do nothing with it? What did he get, fined $1 million?
I believe so.
So yeah. Obviously he thinks that Tom Brady is a cheater.
Well,
I mean, the coach has to think that.
He knows that he'll participate in cheating, or he wouldn't have done all that cheating to help facilitate his quarterback's advantage.
And then Brady wouldn't turn over his cell phone.
No. That was it right there. That's
Deflategate.
Yeah. So, anyway, any Patriots fan who can just look at you with a straight face and defend that.
Oh, Doug, they think you're a lunatic.
Oh, I know. I spent the weekend with one.
And so Tom Brady. So it's just the ball guy who deflated all the balls.
Right.
And Tom Brady would have never known.
Of course not.
He would have never noticed.
But you know what it
comes
down to?
Even though he preferred them with less air pressure.
Apparently he did.
But he would have never noticed.
No.
Just like if he was given the signs and the plays of the opposing team.
Yeah, he would have never noticed that he got this information.
No.
So but the thing is, Bob, it's a sign of a bigger problem. Is that a lot of people, I've noticed this, especially younger people, they just find it hard to believe that anyone has a problem with cheating. I mean, cheating is part of daily life. It's accepted
now. Oh, no. Like calling a politician a hypocrite and a liar, it has no meaning whatsoever.
No.
Absolutely no meaning.
No, and that's sad. That's a sad commentary on our society, and that's why I'm glad for Thanksgiving. When we can all pause and think about God and the gift, the great things he's given us, and be thankful, and hopefully, get back a little closer to knowing what's right and wrong. All right.
I'm thankful about the suicide bomber in the Gaza Strip didn't murder anyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he blew himself up at his kitchen table.
I think that's a Thanksgiving tradition.
That was Thanksgiving a few years ago.
Yeah, that's.
But I still remember that.
And you can still be thankful. Now, on a serious note, I am thankful that our friends, Neil Copley and Don Miller.
And there's John Enright, also our dear friend. He passed away recently, and we are going to have his memorial service at Denver Bible Church coming up on December 6th, Sunday afternoon, following our church service. They all
got to go and be with the Lord this year. They got to go.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure it was uncomfortable. But they're over it now. They're good. They're happy.
Neil played the keyboard for the Indianapolis Pacers.
Right.
Basketball.
Yep.
And the Ice, the Indianapolis Ice hockey team.
That's right. And Don Miller pastored a church and ran a Christian school for 30 years.
Maranatha.
They could be listening right now, although they're probably busy.
No, it's heaven. Bob and Yurt Live is not piped in.
That's right.
It wouldn't be heaven.
No, it's only piped into hell to torture the heathens forever.
And we'll be rerun. Forever and ever. Amen.
All right. Let's see. I'm glad. I'm thankful that Edward Snowden is so miserable.
In Russia.
In Russia, that he's considering coming back and facing a prison sentence.
Yeah. Rather be in prison here than living in Moscow.
Yes.
Which makes sense, you know, because Russia is like a communist wannabe country.
Yeah.
Well, the Soviet Union fell apart.
But the same gangsters are still in charge, I think.
And so if it's one prison or another, the only real difference is the food.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I'll bet you it's horrible. I'm sure he's hoping. But, and then can we do things that we hope for?
Well, hope you'll be thankful something happens.
I hope Edward Snowden is drone struck before he gets here. That's all.
We'd have to send a drone into Russia.
In fact, maybe that's who will raise the money at the church for the drone for anyone who will strike Edward Snowden. Somebody with the proper authority.
Governmental.
Absolutely. But hey. We could
to be the CIA.
We could help control the national debt by we'll provide the drone for this particular strike. Anyway,
I'm thankful that the police are boycotting that Hollywood director.
Oh, the Quentin Tarantino boycott.
I'm very thankful.
That is something to be thankful.
It reminds me of with Coors when we called on the Southern Baptist to boycott Coors.
It's one of the most successful boycotts that's ever been exercised.
Their promotion of queer beer and all that homosexual beer.
Oh man.
The police boycotting Tarantino films.
That's definitely something to be
You know, with. Hollywood celebrating murder, bloodshed, mayhem, sexual assaults, and it's typical Hollywood.
Right? And it seems natural that the police would boycott it, a guy like Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
I got one more.
What?
I'm glad that in 2015, Denver Bible Church got a church building.
Yeah.
That was something to be very thankful
for. That's awesome.
And we can invite people to come down this Sunday to Denver Bible Church.
Denver Bible Church.
You can go online to denverbiblechurch.com and you can find out where we are, what we're all about, and come down and visit with us.
Boy, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, and we'll all have that Thanksgiving afterglow. You know, as you go into Sunday, I think Thanksgiving and on into that weekend is one of the most joyous times I ever experienced all year. Yeah, it's just fantastic.
And you know how we say the holidays, and when you study the Bible, it was Passover and unleavened bread. Right. That was like the holidays.
That was the holidays.
So sometimes, like the Catholic Church, they got confused about when was the crucifixion and 3 days and three nights because they didn't understand. The holidays.
It's the holidays.
So they take one passage woodenly, literally, then they got Friday to Sunday, and they try to squeeze 3 days and three nights in there. It's just difficult.
Come down to Denver Bible, and we'll sort that out for you. Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.
This is Bob Enyart inviting you to read our manuscript, The Plot, for an overview of the whole Bible. Call us at 800-836-9278. That's 836-9278.